I remember Brother Percy Pickering. He was telling us this story. One time he was riding the train in England, and it happened that he sat with one of the secretaries of the government of England, a minister. And he found that Brother Percy is a preacher of the gospel, and he took him to task. He said, "You Christians, I don't believe any one of you. Because, why? If you really believe in the message of your master, you would have turned the world upside down." Wasn't that the description of the believers of the early Christian history? They turned the world upside down. We have read twice in Matthew and in Mark the word "go." The Lord Jesus didn't say, "I just have a project for you. I want you to sit down with a piece of paper and a pencil and look at it and count the pros and cons and see if it is a good idea to go." He said, "Go." It is not an option for the believer. It is a command for me to go. And we heard Brother Will telling us that if every one of us can go in his area where the Lord can send us. Brethren, we can talk a lot about that. The commission for evangelism was not given to the church. Some people said that the commission was given to every believer. The church continued steadfastly together, as we know from Acts 2:42. And this commission was given before the Holy Spirit was given, before the church was formed. He's giving to each one of us as followers of Christ. And when I was sitting, that thought came to me, shall I go empty-handed? Soon and very soon, every one of us is going to meet the Savior. Shall I go empty-handed? What does it mean, empty-handed? There's only two things in life: the Word of God and the souls of men. And I speak, brethren, while I tremble when I say that, because I speak to myself first. Do I tell others about the Savior? We heard that. I want to talk to you about my friend. I want the one that saved me, the one that gave me eternal life. It is not difficult. We have here tracts. Should I go out of home? I do that many times, and I tell my wife, I regret, my pocket is empty. We should never leave home without our pockets having some tracts. It is not a difficult thing to do, to hand a tract. Anywhere you go, even one a day, we are not guaranteeing the result. We are just sowers of the word. The Lord is the one, by His Holy Spirit, is going to take it and work in the heart of those who are ordained for eternal life. But there is a necessity on each one of us, brethren, that we should not be sitting comfortable in our churches. There is a commission, and the Lord tells each one of us, go. What will be my answer?